halacha and chayus alolus. Okay, we're going back to Reish and Tam and not Barnat, and most poskim hold that once again, when you have a transfer of flavor between food and pot, or between pot and food, so it goes down a madrega, so to speak. When food gets absorbed into the pot, I mean, then it's a primary tam. But when the pot now emits that flavor into a food, so that's noisen tam, right? And when the tam of the food goes into the pot, it becomes a secondary tam, and when it gets emitted from the pot, so it's noisen tam by noisen tam. Now, it's important to know that there's something called Isura Bola and there's something called Hetera Bola. And if something is a Isur, the flavor of Nevela, the flavor of something not kosher, so then it could be not by not by not by not, it's always Usur. Where not by not comes into play as a Kula is when it's not by not the Hetera. Like Basa B'chala was a classic case, but and so now it all depends. L'marshal, the classic case in the Gemara is that you put a hot fish on a fleishika plate, right? So the plate has in it now, the plate has, what's in the plate now is secondary tam, and so it goes into the fish. And that's not bar, so that was the emission of tam is now not barnat. What's in the fish now is secondary, and so that you could eat with dairy, because that's not barnat, and it's still hetera. But if you cook milk in a meat pot, so the secondary taste is the milk, right? The secondary taste going into the milk. So that's already isura, but it's already basa b'chalav. So that's why when you have a meat pot, that means the flavor, the primary flavor is now in the pot. It's flesh, it's meaty flavor, it's tam. Then what goes out is secondary tam, but the secondary tam goes into milk. So that's osur. That's not barnat, the isura. The Gemara, what's called not barnata hetera, is if there's a fish, a part of a fish, and what gets emitted from the pot or the plate in the Gemara's case is the secondary tam is in the fish. So that's now not barnata hetera, and you can eat the fish with milk. That's the Gemara's case. That's the classic case. We'll see a little more about when you need not parnat, parnat, and when it makes a difference with benyomo or ina benyomo. But once again, when you're cooking milk in a meat pot, the meat pot has primary tam in it. And it emits tam, and it goes into the food, and now it's a secondary tam. But if the secondary tam is milk, so that it's usher. The secondary tam has been created in a matzav of isser. So that is, for all practical purposes, not barnat the isura. But the Gemara's case of the classic case of not barnat the atera is the not barnat is created, the secondary flavor. It's still heter, it's in fish. And now you can eat because it's a secondary flavor in the fish, so you can eat the fish with milk. That's the Gemara's case, and that's the case. Most poskim hold that food to food doesn't go down. In fact, if you cook two foods together, it's not even tam. If you cook a piece of meat in water, right, so it's not even called tam. That's more than tam. That's the meat. The meat went into the water. That's not the tam of meat. When you cook, the pot gets the tam of meat because there's no meat in the pot. It's only the tam of meat. But when you cook two foods together, when you cook together, then what's absorbed is not even tam. It's the food itself is absorbed. It's not even tam. But even if you have a case of tam, which we're not going to go into now, But most poskim hold, as I said the other day, that food to food doesn't go down a madrega. It's food to pot, and that's a primary tam. Then the pot to food, it emits tam into a secondary tam, and then that tam is called not bar nat. Okay. Now everybody's thoroughly confused. You can ask more.